we are very lucky. That's why I figure it out every time. It's like we have such a chance to be able to work on computer, to work where we want as remote teams. This gives me back the fact that we need to enjoy every moment, and that's my preoccupation at the moment.
Welcome to the JS World Podcast, powered by passionate people. Here we interview our speakers from the JS World Conference. We talk life, tech, and all sorts of things. Like what we have to offer? Like and subscribe. And don't forget to follow us on @JSWorldConf on Twitter.
Hey everyone, so welcome back to our JS World Podcast. My name is Anwada. I'm working as a front-end consultant at Passionate People, and with me is my colleague.
Hi, my name is Christopher. I'm also a front-end consultant working for Passionate People, and today we are joined by Sebastian Chopin,
the co-founder of Nuxt. Hi, Sebastian.
Hi.
Oh, hello. How are you doing? It's been a long time since we've seen each other.
It's been 2 years and a half.
Yeah.
And I'm doing fine, thank you.
That's good.
What about you?
Doing all right, yeah. It has been 2.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Had some corona in between.
Yeah.
But doing fine.
Yeah. I think, yeah, we didn't see each other online, I don't think.
Yeah, but I truth be told, I had some other personal circumstances going on, which is why I dropped off of the face of the world for a bit. So, you know, these things happen. Came back feeling good. And now yeah. Anuradha is destroying my will to live. But that is a story for another time. No, I'm kidding.
I'm meeting him for the first time, of course.
Yes, you are meeting him for the first
That's
time.
That's true.
Yes. So one thing, which is a bit of a, it's just like trivia, used to be the case where both brothers Chopin would show up. So what happened to your brother?
He's not on stage, but he's here, actually.
Really?
You haven't seen him?
I haven't seen him. No, I thought you came alone. There's a,
no,
wow,
he's not speaking this year. Okay. But he's in the room.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Watching the talk.
That's nice. Okay, so we missed it, but that's okay. Maybe we can grab him on a later moment to introduce ourselves.
Exactly.
That'd be nice. So, I mean, you must get pestered with questions about Nuxt, right? When is Nuxt 3 ready, for example, right? So that's not what we're going to be talking about today.
Yeah.
Because you get these questions like all the time. So actually, I really like what you suggested.
Yeah, no technical questions.
No technical questions.
You.
Let's ask something that let's get to know the real Sebastian.
Also, because if we ask technical questions, we look like, I don't know, very naive. Because he is like co-founder and what are we? I don't even work with Nuxt. So like, what am I going to even ask you?
Wait, you don't work with Nuxt?
Wait, what?
Yeah, no.
What? I'm sorry. Can we get 2 seconds
can
here?
We?
What?
Oh, come
no,
on.
No. I have to say, though, I had my first view experience in October. And it was with Nuxt 2. And I was impressed. It was nice. It was easy to work with. It was a very nice extension on top of Vue.js. So, but all I can say is keep doing what you're doing. Because, again, I also don't have that much experience with Nuxt.
Okay. Well, thank you.
But, it was very nice to work with. That's what I, that's the most important thing. Like, it needs to be nice to work with.
So, to be honest, like, as a person, as a developer, I have always been in the React ecosystem, always React Next. But I really love the Vue community still. Like, and I think I follow every Vue core member and everyone. So, it's
really?
Like that.
Oh, that's
yeah,
really
I
nice.
Really love Vue. Yeah. So, I never got an opportunity to work with Vue projects.
Mm-hmm.
Yet I still love it. It's awesome, right? And because we are JavaScript developers, it's framework agnostic. We love everything.
Yeah.
Everything that makes web great is like we
you're
go and adopt it.
You're not a real JavaScript developer if you have not tried the new framework like that comes. I mean, let's be real.
I'm getting the heat now, so I need to go and start a new project on Nuxt now.
Yeah. Yeah. But we said no technical questions.
We are not asking him anything.
Yeah.
But then we are going to ask you that apart from tinkering with all this technical stuff, what else do you do? Like what you enjoy doing?
I usually work a lot. And I take care of my kid. I have a 2-year-old son. And I take care of him once I'm not on the computer. And I also play basketball. And then with my girlfriend, we like to travel and party, and same with my friends. So like a normal person.
Like a normal, that's okay. Good.
So I have a question, follow-up question. Do you also teach your kid coding?
I was about to ask the same thing. I was about to ask the same thing.
Not yet.
Thank God.
HTML for babies, CSS for babies, JavaScript for babies.
And he will very well start Nuxt.js for babies.
That would be a really nice thing to complement.
We got it first.
Nuxt.
Yeah. They got it first.
He said it, eh? Did you hear it?
Did you hear him say it?
So we got it
but
first.
Yeah, if my kid can do Nuxt, this means that it will be as simple as any toy. I mean, that would be a great achievement. But so far, I'm teaching him how to dance. For me, and I don't want him to code yet.
Okay.
Yeah. I want him to run and play, then we'll see.
It's a nice attitude towards that. This is some people are so, which is also endearing in a way. They're so into the coding, like, it's fun to give my kid a coding book and that sort of thing. But it's also nice to let a kid be a kid.
I think it comes from their passion. When you're passionate, you want to give this passion to your kid. I want him to discover his own passion.
Exactly.
Let him try as many things as he can, and he will discover what he prefers.
Yeah. I wonder, so you started Nuxt, if I get my dates right, Nuxt is
October 2016.
16, okay.
What date? You got it pretty much right, I guess.
Yeah. November is not that far anyway.
I don't know what to
That's
say.
My birthday, I think I was thinking about my birthday, November 23rd.
Okay. Remember, he still doesn't have any books, HTML for kids. JavaScript for kids. So if you want a present idea, gift tip. No, but I wonder, like, what was the, you say something that I find really beautiful, where you want your child to discover their own passion, right? So that to me, that speaks about how you approach things in life as well, right? That you want to give people the opportunity to do something, which I think also goes to speak is why you created Nuxt. What sort of philosophy did you have when you started Nuxt?
At first, I was building it for myself with Alex to rebuild our e-commerce website, which was using Vue and server-side rendering. And it was a challenge at first. We were doing this. I saw the article about Next.js. Like I saw the article about one of the creators of React talking about how hard it is to deploy JavaScript. So I took it as a challenge. And I was like, okay, I'm going to do the same for Vue. So that's what I did. It took me a week and a half to do the same thing. And then it just, when you're into something, you know, when you start, I don't know, playing with Lego or anything, when you're doing it, you see more and more possibilities. And the more people interact with what you're doing, the more ideas comes into, so which just got into it. It was a challenge at first. I made it open source. People liked it, and then I built upon it. I mean, I was hooked into it.
And there we are in 2022.
Six years later.
And exactly. Nuxt. Yeah, I don't think you can see Vue without Nuxt anymore these days.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I think it's like one of those core parts of the Vue ecosystem.
Except if you're using PHP still. I think that could make sense if you're having your front end with PHP. But more and more people are using PHP for API, so I think, Nuxt.
So the tight
sense.
Coupling is sort of disappearing. Yeah.
Exactly.
And I know that Vue had this beautiful relationship with Laravel community, where it's sort of more and more ingrained, starting off with Elixir, I seem to remember, but.
I think they, I don't know if Alpine.js is from. From Laravel, or they have something else, which is a kind of client-side framework for Laravel. So they're trying to move out from Vue to have their own...
Their own branded...
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm not 100% sure.
So that's something worthwhile to look up. Yeah. Sorry, Alpine?
Alpine.js, I think.
Okay. Yeah, I never heard about that. But yeah, in my head, when I think about Laravel, I'm like, okay, associated with Vue.
Yeah,
right. It was a beautiful
combination as well, right? Yeah. Because it both were tailored towards, or at least if you look at the branding, like artisan style building of your web projects, right?
It's something new which we learned, right? Alpine.js. Yeah. I mean,
We should
Everyone
learn.
Everyone should go and look it up.
Yeah, well, why not? I mean, it's yeah. Well, but then again, you are talking to the JavaScript community, and then mentioning PHP is like blasphemy. Or akin to something like that, so...
I don't know, how do you feel when you hear PHP? Okay, anyways.
I mean...
I've never coded in PHP, so I will reserve
my opinion on this for last.
Okay.
Best not to speak.
I did like PHP. I mean, if you take a look at Nuxt, the pages system is completely inspired by PHP. And I loved coding with PHP when I was 12 or 13, so...
It's a huge community, is what I have heard about PHP.
Yeah,
also.
PHP is huge.
Yeah,
very PHP huge. Came a very, very long way. Did you start coding using PHP 4 or 5?
I think it was 4. Yes.
All right. So it was a very different language then. Okay. So when PHP 5 hit, the full class system, which is pretty awesome.
It was before the classes, so it kind of looked like JavaScript. It was. Variables, function, loop. I mean, it was simple.
It was a simple.
Yeah.
And you remember connecting to a MySQL database without an ORM?
I never used an ORM.
MySQL_connect with the connection string, and then it was disgusting. It was dirty, but it was fun. Yeah. So
I'm glad I never worked on backend.
PHP, especially nowadays, is a beautiful, beautiful language to work with, especially for anything that's not front-end related. Mm-hmm. PHP is an awesome language, and it's very easy. If you know JavaScript, it's very easy to write PHP. The thing is that because PHP is more of a server-side language, right? It's a tool to process data and to process requests and that sort of thing. So it requires you to think a little bit differently about what you build.
Yeah. Let's get back from PHP into Vue world.
See, this is what always happens. I get excited about PHP because that's where my background is. Like PHP, that's what I did.
If I need to make an API, I will probably use Laravel, because on the JavaScript ecosystem, Nest.js is good, but PHP and Laravel are such a strong foundation.
If you need something lightweight, Lumen?
Yeah, that's true. So,
Anuradha is being
actually nice to talk about other frameworks as well, because everything is embedded together. Like everything composes of web. It's not just one thing or one language.
Yeah, so of course.
That also makes sense for sure.
That's really, but I think it's also like it's nice to work with a different framework from time to time, also because it shows you different ways of doing things, or maybe some things that you didn't encounter before.
Yeah.
So like if you look at React and you look at the whole going from class-based components to functional components, that alone, that change was like so radical that it forced you to rethink how do we do things and why do we do them the way that we do. And then I had my first Vue experience in last year, October, and everything was so neatly structured, right? That tickles the little autistic kid inside of me, going like, so I have my block for my HTML, and then I have my block for my JavaScript, my block for my CSS. I'm loving this. Like, it's one isolated component, and that's mine. I am in control. Yeah. And then you have React, and you go like JSX, and you write this use effect, and then you need to know the intricacies, and you're like, I know it, but it's a different approach. And at first I was like, no, give me Vue. And now I'm like, well, you know what? There's something to say for Vue. There's something to say for React.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's nice to know that there are many, many options out there that you can use to build whatever you want to build. That's cool.
That's totally true. And cool.
It adheres to the philosophy of discover your own passion.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Discover your favorite framework.
So this is your motto regarding to learning and like technology, right? So any in general motto in life, like, you know.
I would say be curious.
Keep on exploring.
Yeah.
Be curious.
So what are you curious about, Anuradha?
Currently, I'm quite curious about new things which would come up in Nuxt Vue. Sorry, these things, definitely. That's what I am really loving this conference right now. So that is something to be curious about.
Yeah, well, I get you.
In technology.
What about you? In technology or in life?
Oh, yeah, you can pick anyone you want.
Pick it.
Pick one. Let's go with life.
Let's go with life. What I'm curious about in life is I don't know why, but for some reason, especially over the past 2 years, I'm cultivating this mindset that I want to know how things work. I need to be able to place the world and why it works that way. And most recently, and also due to personal circumstances, that's been psychology. Mm-hmm. Why am I the way I am? Why do I think the way I think? And why do other people think the way they think? And I'm still looking for a way to give that an outing using code. I would like to find a way to marry psychology and code. Not in a way like building a platform where you can video chat with psychologists. No, 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 no. Something that tickles the psychology of a person, but through what you build in your code.
Yeah, if you think through, I think psychology and code can very well be mixed together.
Yeah,
you know?
They're, like, because they're very...
The way of coding, the way of learning new things, and everything.
They can be both very rational, very logical, but they can also be very, very emotional and subjective to...
Subjective, right.
What you, who you are and what you are as a person.
Yeah.
So that's
what are you curious about then? Right now?
That's a good question. Technology or life?
Let's go with life.
Let's go with life. Yeah, sure. But before you start, though, you do have to answer the same question because you only did technology. We're going to have to ask you the life question.
I was like taking the advantage of starting with technology and going with life.
Yeah. But too bad.
For life, my main preoccupation right now is mostly geopolitical. What's happening in China, what's happening in Russia and Ukraine, and how this will change the way we connect between each other, we collaborate, but I think it's at the higher level, but at one point it will touch all of our lives. So that's what is, since I have a kid, I think it plays a role as well, but you want a nice future for him and for them. And this is something that is anyway keep coming back to my mind, like, okay, what's happening, how they're going to do this. And we are small player, we can't do anything, but just hope for the best.
Exactly. I mean, it's like at one point you read the news and you are like, what can do? Like apart from the smaller things which we can do, but like you feel insignificant at most of the times. So that is something which is...
And code is a nice way to we are very lucky. That's why I figured out every time. It's like we have such a chance to be able to work on computer, to work where we want as remote teams. This gives me back the fact that we need to enjoy every moment, and that's my preoccupation at the moment.
Yeah, I can understand that, especially since you have a 2-year-old to consider.
Yeah, and we also have a Ukrainian freelance as well, so it impacted us as well at one point. So. Yeah, that's on the sad end, at the same time remind us that life is short and important. So.
Yes.
Anu.
Yeah.
You've been dreading this question. would you like
you
to
have
ask
time
her?
To think about it.
Would you like to ask her the question out loud?
What are you curious about?
That's my what do you want to know? Technological or life?
Life.
Okay. So for me currently, because so I am from India and I recently came to Netherlands. So and I am meeting a lot of nationalities here. So the most thing which is like very interesting to me here, and I like it. I get exposed to people from different nationalities. So I'm pretty much curious about knowing people and like their culture, their background, and mainly like how we are like different in different parts of the world, yet we have so many things in common. So that is something which is very interesting stuff to me. So yeah, I always like meet new people and I'm asking them about their country, about their culture and stuff. And it's so fascinating to know that we might think that, okay, they are like someone is an Indian, Italian, I don't know, like European, US, like, and then you realize that, okay, there are some things which we might find is different, but actually it's same thing. We have different words for it or something, but how we are closely ingrained, I mean, as humans, but yet so different culturally, yeah, right? So it's very interesting. So I really like it because I get exposed to lots of people, so it's very fascinating for me.
Can you name an example that you've seen a similarity between the Dutch culture and the Indian culture? Even though we think it's different, it's still the same.
It's not same. I would not say same.
Similar,
right? Like, in what ways, like, we could be similar and different? So, difference, there are lots of difference between Dutch culture and Indian culture. But similarities, I could say that Yeah, like honesty is one of the things. Like there's different ways to represent yourself. Like we always say that Dutch people are very straightforward to the point, mm-hmm. is what I have read and all and heard. And for us, you can say that we are more of a softer culture. Like we do not want to say everything directly on your face. We might soften it, the blow before saying it to you. Okay. But at the end, everyone wants to be just honest and like get that message out, right?
All right. So in that sense, that's actually, that's a beautiful way of looking at things.
I mean, different ways of doing it, but we are trying to do the same thing. So in anything, it's
but
like
I think
similar.
That actually might help people come closer together and understanding what they're trying to do, because there's a lot of miscommunication going on.
Exactly.
Most parts. But what if you're trying to achieve the same thing?
Yeah. So I'm meeting, like you are Dutch and I'm Indian, so you might say something very direct to me, but I try not to feel offensive about it. I know that this is how you talk, right? Yeah. And I'm like, I want to know the message which he's giving me. It's like, okay. And that is what I take up. I don't take that directness part of it. So this is it. Oh. And when you talk to me and you should be like, I mean, they are more verbose, but the message is what they're trying to give. And which brings me to the question, Sebastian, where are you from?
I am from France.
Okay. So have you found some like cultural difference or something like that?
Yes, actually, we are working with different from people from different countries. We have people from Iran, China, Ukraine, US, and on top of this, the open source opens all. There is no barriers anymore, and that's something you learn along the way. How people you can be offended, depending of how of the different cultures, but you learn that it's not directly the message is delivered differently. But at the end, if you understand what is the main message, but it's a process. And
I think this is a beautiful conversation. This is so, as you say, like the Dutch are very direct, right? But where I grew up, the Dutch would be so direct, as in having this conversation, people would be like, don't be such a wuss, we're all men here. And like, well, I don't want to be able to talk about this. Because, you know, it's important that we understand each other. Don't be such a wuss, we're all men here.
How many things you want to get cut off from here, from the podcast?
I mean, I'm just sharing personal experiences. Not saying that I'm the, don't be such a wuss, we're all men here.
Not me. okay, so it was really fun conversation, but we are running out of time. So we would like, normally we like to end with a question. Mm-hmm. So share with us one life hack or maybe a developer hack, which has really made your life simpler as a developer or just as a normal person.
I would say the same, be curious and mostly don't be afraid to look at the source code, because it's not that complex.
Oh, yeah.
That's
awesome, right? Yeah. Like, by looking at the source code, you get to know the most about any language, the interiors, how it works and all.
Absolutely, yeah.
So you got a message from Sebastian himself.
Good tip. Right, thank you so much for coming on, Sebastian.
Thank you.
And hope to see you next time again.
Of course.
Yeah, thank you so
thank
much.
You.
Thanks for listening, and until the next one.